There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. Now, Patrick, of course, I'm kind of at a crossroads, if you will. And that is, I'm not sure anymore if I could with confidence call this station Patrick 950 anymore, because I've been hearing a lot of Chad on the air lately.
Well, that's only fitting since he is a little bit above me on the chain. So maybe we'll just have to wait a little longer to see if I can reclaim my throne.
Right. I mean, because just before the show, I counted two Chads, well, really three, to one Patrick. So, you know, I mean, this might now be Chad 950. I'm not sure. And I'm not sure if it's better if it's AM Chad, Chad 950, Chad AM 950. I mean, the it's still out there what it is.
AM Chad 50?
AM Chad 50. Yeah. So just everyone, you know, just know that Patrick, being our, you know, our number one commercial voiceover artist here, his throne might, a controversial turn of events is what I'm looking at here, quite frankly.
I'm just going to have to march up to that office and say some things that are going to get me to lose my job.
Right. Well, that's, you know, that would make good radio. Unfortunately, none of us would hear it. But if you could audio record it, we could, I don't know, play it back when you're not here, which would be almost immediately after you go up there. So, all right. Well, apart from that, we're going to try to keep Patrick's job. We have a great program today. We're gonna talk to Nick Sarlo, and Nick is a ghost hunter with 18 years of experience in the field. He had his first paranormal experience at the age of 18 and has been passionate about investigating the supernatural ever since. He currently lives in Lake County, Illinois, and continues to explore the unknown. Throughout his 18 years of ghost hunting, Nick has developed a deep understanding of the paranormal and the various techniques used to investigate it. He is known for his attention to detail and ability to uncover the truth behind the unexplained phenomena. His dedication to the field has led to many successful investigations, and he continues to be a respected figure in the ghost hunting community. Along with his team, Shadow Hunters Paranormal Investigations and Events, they go throughout the United States looking for answers of the unknown. And we're going to be talking about all of this. Plus, we're going to be talking about a great event that's happening on April 22nd in Broadhead, Wisconsin at Broadhead Manor called Spirits in the Spring. Nick, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much. And I'd like to invite all of our listeners to join into the conversation. To do so and ask Nick a question live on the air, you can call in at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Or you can email us a comment or a question. The email address for the station is comment@am950radio.com. We are live on AM 950 Radio, but also streaming video on the following Facebook pages. You can watch us on AM 950, Things Network, MN Ghostbox, Free Spirited Network, RU Media, Skeleton Key Network, and Temple of Phoenix Rising Entertainment. So please go there and support those pages as well, but also feel free to leave a question on any of those pages you're watching from, as I am monitoring the comments on those pages too. Now, Nick, obviously, I want this to be a very positive program, but I got to start with something that I just don't understand the terminology, and I'd love it because I have such respect for you. I know that you're going to be able to explain it to me in a way that I will understand, okay?
Okay.
Term ghost hunter. Why do you use that term?
I use ghost hunter just because mostly that is kind of the, you know, what we're looking for. We're looking for ghosts or spirits. You know, I don't look for Bigfoot. I don't look for UFOs or anything like that. It's just simply because I don't believe in UFOs or Bigfoot or, you know, Loch Ness Monster or anything like that. And that's why I usually use the term ghost hunter, because that's what I'm looking for. You know, I'm looking for ghosts or spirits. Now, that's not to say that Bigfoot, UFOs don't exist. It's just if I haven't experienced it, I don't believe it. And it's the same for ghosts, because I never believed in ghosts or anything until I had my experience at 18.
So do you ever, like, for example, if you run into people who've had experiences of, say, of a alien nature, that doesn't sway you in any direction to be like, okay, well, maybe there is something to it? Or is it just a kind of a hard, fast rule for yourself that I have to experience it myself?
I think it's a combination of both, because, you know, I mean, obviously people have had different experiences with UFOs or, you know, aliens or anything like that. And, you know, people have had their encounters with ghosts, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think with me, it's just I have to see it to believe it type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's not saying that other people didn't have their encounter. It was just that I wasn't there to kind of experience it.
No problem. You know, I only reason I ask, too, and, I, you know, the thing about the term paranormal, which a lot of people don't really understand, is that paranormal is a blanket umbrella statement for spirit, ufology, cryptozoology. That's all paranormal, and we as a general consensus seem to kind of consider that as part of spirit terminology. But the reason why I asked about ghost hunting is because personally, and this is just personal, right? I'm a very sensitive young man. I find the term ghost hunting as a very aggressive term, because it's like I'm not hunting ghosts. I want to communicate with spirits. I want to communicate and have it. And everyone has a right to do it however they want. I was just curious, and I'm not trying to bust your hump.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to bust your hump right from the start of the show. We're 5 minutes in, and you're like, oh, my God, why do you do things the way you do them? So, no.
No, and I mean, technically, I mean, I have been, I've even considered myself a paranormal enthusiast, too. Because, you know, there are things that are out there that, you know, a lot of us just don't understand when it comes to, like, UFOs, Bigfoot, and stuff like that. And that's why I said earlier during the show, you know, it's not that it doesn't exist. It's just that I haven't experienced it. And, you know, you put paranormal, that's, you know, it's a very broad range term right there. Because, I mean, paranormal just means anything out of the ordinary, you know, some stuff that you don't experience every single day.
Do you think in your 18 years that you've done this, and that is quite a breath of time. That is very impressive. Do you think it's possible at all that in your investigations for trying to speak to spirits, trying to do that investigation, that some of it could possibly be alien?
It's possible. It's definitely possible. Greg, who's on our team, Greg Koss, you know, he does a lot of stuff with the spirit box.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, and you know, I've seen you do stuff too with the spirit box. You know, you've been on our show a few times, but I feel sometimes spirit boxes could be a gateway to possible aliens or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it's a possibility. I'm not really big on the, you know, spirit box Estes method. That's why I kind of leave it to Greg and kind of have him do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's definitely possible though. I mean, you know, and it's, anything's possible.
What is your, what is it that you like most when you're doing an investigation, as far as your favorite way to try to communicate to spirit?
One would be trying to use ourselves, because you're more than likely to get experience with either like a cold chill,
mm-hmm.
Feeling nauseous, headache, you know, that can cause physical symptoms on you. Anxiety, you know, panic attacks, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're not doing that, usually I always go for the REM pod. I love using the REM pod. And, you know, anytime we're on an investigation, I always tell people, please put your phones on airplane mode, especially even if we're in a haunted, abandoned building that we know has no electricity, or we're in like an abandoned forest or anything like that I know, you know, there's no electricity. There's no way it's going to be able to set my devices off or anything. But I love using the REM pod. It's great because you're sitting in the dark, and then all of a sudden all these lights are going off, and it makes this buzzing noise, like this beeping noise. And I don't know, it's kind of like an adrenaline rush too when it happens.
It is. Do you get a lot of EVPs?
We do. We do a lot of EVPs. A lot of our EVPs that we have captured, though, surprisingly, isn't on the digital voice recorder. It's always on our camera microphone
Sure.
that we always happen to pick it up on.
That's cool. That's really cool. And something we'll talk about when we get further into the program also is that you shoot a lot of stuff. You all make a lot of programs and stuff. So it's worth pointing out for people who are listening that when he means that, obviously you're probably setting up for your events and setting up for investigations, but you also make a lot of content as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I don't even know how I make up all these contents too, and I don't even have time for myself. So,
I mean, it's tough, isn't it? Because I mean, it's always a matter of trying to find the time to do and follow the passion, right? And try to find the time to do the passion.
And absolutely, especially with being a ghost hunter and paranormal, anything like that. I don't get paid. You don't get paid for this kind of stuff. This is a hobby, and it would be nice to get paid for it, but, just like everybody else, I have a full-time job and everything.
Yep.
So, I've got to counterbalance that with my hobby, with, trying to make events and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, with the paranormal, you don't get paid or anything like that.
No, you get very little. But I mean, but the enjoyment you get is much, it is big. And I know that people are probably like, oh, here we go. It's very schmalzy to say, but it's the enjoyment that is your riches. But it's so true though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love doing what I do. I love being in the paranormal field because I've met so many amazing people, on this journey and everything. And, if it wasn't for that experience, I wouldn't have met anybody that I'm doing, I wouldn't even met you, there would be no events, there would be no nothing. And even though I don't get paid from it, it's a fun hobby. I love, interacting with people and just learning about new things every day. And I love history. Like, I'm a big history buff, and
yep,
that's why I do a lot of the investigations too, because I love learning about the history of the locations.
Let's do this. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Nick Sarlo, talking about paranormal investigating, events, and a whole lot more. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
If you own a holistic or metaphysical business and are looking to expand, then you need to be listed on metamorphosisconnections.com. It's a network where you can grow with like-minded practitioners and reach new clients. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory you need to list yourself and your business. Our platform makes it easy for you to create listings of your products and services, and you can also choose to list your classes, events, and so much more. MetamorphosisConnections.com helps you create weekly and monthly promotional ads targeted towards your potential clients and promotes them for you via social media and newsletter. There are clients searching for your specialty right now. Let us help them find you. Start your listing today so you can share your own unique gifts and talents by finding the level of membership that best fits your needs. Let us help you reach your clients that are searching for what you do. Visit MetamorphosisConnections.com and sign up today.
And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you for joining us today. Our guest today is Nick Sarlo from Shadow Hunters Paranormal Investigation and Events, talking about paranormal investigating, events, a whole lot more. In our third segment, we're going to be talking about one that I've been invited to that Nick is running, Spirits in the Spring, April 22nd, over in Broadhead, Wisconsin. We're going to talk about that in a second. Real fast, though, Patrick, a little bit of housekeeping that I think we have a new person in the running, and that's going to be Char Savoy. Char 950 possibly, because I forget that she has some spots running in here, so it could be anyone's game right now.
I was thinking about that too when I was listening to her ad on the last break. Like, what about Char AM?
Yep, nope. I think it's very, very possible. So look out. No one asked me to do commercials, that's for sure. I mean, I don't know. It's a bummer, but leave it to the professionals. That's what I always say. So Nick, we have I'm not even sure where to go. I'm going to go to the comments here real fast. We have a couple comments. Carly Bird is on. I know that she on your team. Is she part of the team?
She is. Yep. So, she's part of Shadow Hunters.
So she was definitely saying how much she loves the history of going to these places as well, and also that instant gratification with the REM pod. And I would have to agree with both of you, especially in terms that you can start getting some intelligent responses from it too, when you can ask, do you only light up one light, and it will do that. And, you know, you can really have a lot of fun, and I think spirits have fun with that as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. And that's why it's definitely a fun tool to use in the paranormal field.
So when, you know, you're talking about history of locations, and I certainly would have to agree with you on that. What location and its history, not to say that any others aren't as good, but what is one that sticks out in your mind? And let's leave out Broadhead, because we're going to be talking about Broadhead in the next segment. What sticks out as being a favorite beyond Broadhead?
Definitely Indiana State Sanatorium in Rockville, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Why is that?
Well, I mean, we did a lot of research before we went up there. Because when we were up there, we actually just stayed at Ashmore States in Ashmore, Illinois. And we were surprised to find out that Indiana State Sanatorium is only an hour away from Ashmore, Illinois. And I was like, we might as well go. You know, we're so close. And, you know, just reading about the history and how big Indiana State Sanatorium is, it's incredible. Because, you know, they started construction, I want to say it was like 1907 or 1905 to 1907. And then they actually opened up in 1908. And when they had opened up, it was like their own little private community. They had a water tower. They grew their own crops and all that kind of stuff. And then it kind of gets into a little bit later on, you know, when tuberculosis hit and everything. And then after that, it went into a mental asylum. And there's a whole bunch of stuff about people would escape. Just because they didn't want to be there anymore, and they would actually get hit by cars that were on highways over there, and they have what are called their death tunnels, you know, kind of like some other places that are out there right now.
Yep.
But they have, and we got to go into these tunnels, and you're just in these tunnels, like a whole bunch of bodies passed through here when they were dead, and when you kind of put yourself in that situation, you kind of wonder, like, what the doctors or nurses were thinking, and even patients that weren't exactly dead yet, they still went through those tunnels, too. And, you know, you kind of have to think for yourself, what were they thinking at that moment? Like, am I going to die? Am I going to be cured? What's going on? But from what we've read, a lot of people, as soon as they entered those tunnels, that was it.
Wow.
So, you know, they got to their final resting spot, and I don't know, it's really creepy. And, you know, I love hearing about, like, how kind of like modern medicine, you know, was back then and compared to what it is today, and how much, you know, of an improvement there is with everything, you know, because obviously we don't do lobotomies anymore and all that, you know, how there's different, you know, like the healthcare system and all that kind of stuff too. I just think it's all very, very fascinating, especially when you go to like abandoned hospitals or sanatoriums and stuff.
You know, and I think what's interesting about what you're saying, and correct me if I'm putting words in your mouth, you know, it's kind of like when we had Denise and Ernie Pack on a couple of weeks ago talk about Waverly. You know, nowadays that sort of treatment looks medieval to us, right? But back in the day, they were doing the best that they could, and people were having, you know, it was a hopeful treatment. Some of that stuff was hopeful treatment. It wasn't like, you know, at that time people were thinking, oh my gosh, you can't do that to a human being. There was like, this is what you need to do if you want to have any chance of living. And, you know, it's a very different, you know, obviously now we look at it and we're like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine something like that happening to another human being now.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's what I mean, you know, the technology and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, like how now we have MRI machines and all that kind of, like, they didn't have that all the way back then and all that. And, you know, like different types of prescription drugs and all that too. So.
Absolutely. No, it's pretty crazy now. Is that, I mean, that has to be a pretty massive footprint of land then, right? Of for to go to.
Oh God, it was gigantic. Like we as soon as we got on the property, we're like, oh boy, like kind of like what do we get ourselves into?
Where do you start, right?
Right, and it's cool too because there used to be a lot more buildings on the property, but a lot of them have been torn down because of, you know, it's just not safe to enter or anything like mm-hmm. that. But they still have, there's about 6 or 7 buildings you can still enter on property. And it's just, it's a very massive place.
No, it's
definitely easy to get lost in the dark.
I suppose you have to be careful, don't you? So that, I mean, that people aren't getting either, like if you have a group that they're not getting lost or they're not, you know, anything can happen in big places like that. I suppose you have to be a little bit careful.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and with Shadow Hunters, safety is our number one priority with anything. We always make sure everybody is safe. Even when we do these public ghost hunting events too and all that, we make sure that, you know, everybody is safe first and before anything. People have to sign a waiver and all that because we want to make sure that everybody is, you know, having a good time, but they're safe as well. You know, we don't want anybody falling down the stairs or anything like that because ghost hunting can be fun, but it can be very, very dangerous at the same time.
It can be, and you don't want to become the ghost that's, you know, going to the location.
Exactly.
You want to be able to just leave the same amount of people, spirits there as when you got there.
Absolutely.
It's just crazy. These places are, I mean, absolutely huge and crazy. Up in Minnesota here, we have NOPIMing, which is a tuberculosis facility. And I don't know if they're even open anymore. They're up by Duluth. And I've investigated there, too. And it's, you know, I have a feeling what you're talking about, though, is probably bigger than NOPIMing. But NOPIMing was pretty big on its own. But like you said, these are places that you get in there and you're just like, where do I start? There's absolutely there's no way we're going to get through all of it tonight.
Right, and absolutely. I mean, when we investigated Indiana State Sanatorium, we did it during the daytime, and even during the daytime, like we got a lot of stuff, we got a lot of evidence, and that was if we didn't go there, we never would have caught our first actual figure on film.
Yeah,
if we weren't there, but no, I mean, you can catch ghosts day, night, anything like that. But I've definitely heard of NOPIMing over there in Minnesota. I've always wanted to go there, too, after I've seen it on a couple TV shows.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if they are open or anything like that.
Someone put in the comments it's closed, so.
It is closed, okay.
Yeah.
It's probably, I mean, even though it's not as big as Indiana State, it's still probably a place you can get lost in because of all those rooms
Very easily. Let's do this, Nick. Let's take another break. When we come back, Nick has some big news for events that's happening April. I have some big events of news that's happening for Para Friends events. And we're going to continue our conversation talking about paranormal investigating and a whole lot more. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
If you own a holistic or metaphysical business and are looking to expand, then you need to be listed on MetamorphosisConnections.com. It's a network where you can grow with like-minded practitioners and reach new clients. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory you need to list yourself and your business. Our platform makes it easy for you to create listings of your products and services, and you can also choose to list your classes, events, and so much more. MetamorphosisConnections.com helps you create weekly and monthly promotional ads targeted towards your potential clients and promotes them for you via social media and newsletter. There are clients searching for your specialty right now. Let us help them find you. Start your listing today so you can share your own unique gifts and talents by finding the level of membership that best fits your needs. Let us help you reach your clients that are searching for what you do. Visit MetamorphosisConnections.com and sign up today.
And there's a lot of talk about here, so we're going to get through it as quickly as we can. We're going to be talking about Nick's event here in a second. But I also have some big news through Para Friends events that I'm a part of. We have an event coming up in August, the big event that we're really excited about at the Haunted Anderson House in Wabasha, Minnesota. That's August 18th through 20th with special guest Dave Schrader, who you have seen on Travel Channel's Holzer Files, Ghost of Devil's Perch, his podcast, The Paranormal 60. He's done guest spots on a lot of programs. This is a great opportunity to listen to his stories of working on the TV shows, get a bit of his paranormal mind, which is very, very acute. It's really interesting always listening to him. Plus, you get to have the opportunity to investigate with Dave over a couple nights of this very haunted and historic location. He's also going to give some tips if you haven't done it before, how to investigate. We're going to be doing some paranormal experiments. And we're going to even be recording an episode of this radio show with him as guest, taking questions from the audience. Tickets are available at charvinity.com/event-list. Or if you just go to charvinity.com, go and click events. And we're going to be putting a link on my show page. You can also find it on all of my pages, MN Ghostbox on Facebook, my personal profile page, whatever. Honestly, this is very exciting. We're really, really happy about this. And it's talking about just the event side of things as well. June 3rd, and I'm really, really excited about this. Char and I are working with Pac-Man Paranormal, and we're doing an event with them at Waverly Hills Sanatorium, June 3rd. That is from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be doing, like I said, we're going to be doing a workshop. We're going to be talking a lot about the stuff that we do, but also be doing a workshop that we haven't really quite decided what we're going to do yet. But we're going to be working with Denise and Ernie Pack. Check out, more details are going to be coming out soon. You can get tickets over at therealwaverlyhills.com. I'll put a link on my show page for that too. Pretty soon the show page will be nothing but links, but that's fine. I mean, it's a very busy time of year. I'm really excited. Ghost Stories and Beyond returns to Billy's in Anoka Wednesday, April 5th at 6:30 p.m. Join Char Savoy and myself for a monthly in-person get-together, as this month we focus on paranormal equipment, including stuff you see on the TV shows. Our special guest is going to be Kevin Swanson, also known as Swanee, who will be setting up an SLS camera. And you know that those are the cameras that you see, the stick figures that are, you know, generally they're like humping people and those things. I think that's the way it always looks to me, at least. You can see this equipment in action. You might even get a spirit talking to you. It's $10 a ticket to join in. Plus Wednesday nights over at Billy's, it's half price burgers. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. We'll see you April 5th at 6:30 p.m. at Billy's in Anoka. And then we're getting closer and closer to Saturday, April 8th. That is going to be where we're doing a two-hour special episode of Ghost Box Radio. We call it Ghost Box Radio After Dark. That's Saturday night, April 8th, from 8:06 p.m. to 10 p.m., as we talk about alien abductions, alien experiences, people having aliens in dreams, and these dreams are similar to multiple people. We're talking about the abductions. All the guests I have on that night are going to have some kind of interaction with aliens. We're going to hear their story. John Yost is going to be our guest. He has a film out, Alien Abduction Answers. You can go and check that out on Amazon. And we're going to have more information about that. But once again, that's April 8th at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for a special two-hour episode of Ghost Box Radio, Ghost Box Radio After Dark. And if you miss Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken live, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show. Our guest today is Nick Sarlo from Shadow Hunters Paranormal Investigations and Events, talking about paranormal investigating, events, and a whole lot more, including April 22nd, Nick, Spirits in the Spring. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, so Spirits in the Spring is an event that we do every year, and it's for a girl named Jackie Stanislavski. Unfortunately, Jackie, when I was younger, had actually passed away in a car accident, and Jackie was the one who gave me my first paranormal experience. So everything all kind of ties into each other. Mm-hmm. So when Jackie had passed away, her dad is a professional magician, Jim Stanislavski, and he did something every year called Jackie's Magic. And Jackie's Magic was held in Lake County, Illinois. And in order to get in, you would have to bring non-perishable food items to be donated to local food shelters. And, you go in and you give the food donations and everything, and you're treated to like this 3-hour professional magic show and everything like that. And it was one of the coolest experiences. So when Jackie's dad didn't want to do the event anymore or anything like that, I thought, well, why not mix the paranormal with magicians?
Mm-hmm.
And we started doing that. And it's the same thing. In order to get in, you would have to bring non-perishable food items, except this year we are charging a $10 fee to get in, plus non-perishable food items. If you do not bring food items with, it'll then be $20 to get in, but half of your proceeds then will go to some of the local food pantries, either in Wisconsin or Lake County. And it's just a big day full of fun with paranormal and magic. This year, this is our biggest year, because we're having it over at Broadhead Manor in Broadhead, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredibly haunted school, so definitely don't miss that. But in we're going to have special guests such as Patty Negri from Ghost Adventures, or also known as the Good Witch of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Natalie Jones from Paraflix, the only paranormal streaming service out there right now that's just all paranormal. And then we're going to have also Nick Simons and Aaron G. Thompson from Netflix's 28 Days Haunted.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there too. And then, of course, we're going to have this guy named Greg Bakken. Greg is going to be there. You're going to be there. We're excited to have you there.
Nope, I'm excited to be there.
And talk to everybody. And we're going to have 15 speakers. We're going to have more than 40 vendors at this event selling crystals or doing tarot card readings or anything like that. And it goes from 10 a.m. till 6 at night. And then after, there is a ghost hunt from 8 p.m. till midnight, but there's a special ticket required for that ghost hunt, and that'll be people can purchase that ticket at the actual event. And the only way to purchase tickets for this event is at the door. We were going to do online, but there's been too much chaos online where people were selling fake tickets to some of our events, so we decided
so ridiculous.
To cancel that. Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
To cancel that part out and just do the tickets at the door.
You know, I mean, you know, we do these things like we met at happenstance at the Warren Convention a couple Octobers ago. $10 to get into a paranormal event, $20 to get into a paranormal event that has that amount of speakers in it. And people like Patty Negri, who I've seen and I know, and she's been on the show, you know, that you can't get a much better deal than that, to be very honest. That's incredible.
And absolutely. And we make it such a low price, too, because, you know, with everything going on right now with the economy and, you know, a lot of people really can't afford stuff. We figure, mm-hmm. you know what? Because we don't make money from Spirits in the Spring. We never did. And with that, too, because a lot of that does get donated, we figure, why not, you know, just come on in, have some fun for yourself and everything. And, you know, you're helping other people by coming in, by donating food and, you know, that $10 admission fee and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, just come on in, have a great time. And, you know, a lot of other paranormal conventions right now, they're on the higher side of price.
Yeah.
But obviously that's to, you know, get a lot of the celebrities in, you know, and which I completely understand, you know, pay for their airfare, hotel, or, you know, anything like that. With Spirits in the Spring, it's a little different just because it's all volunteer based.
Yeah.
So it's Patty and Natalie, they were very, very kind, and they said that they would volunteer. You know, the guys from 28 Days Haunted, they're volunteering, and it's just, it's a great day. And it makes a lot of people feel good to volunteer their time too, especially for charity.
Where do people get to see like more information if they want to check it out online, you know, just to see what the lineup is, the times, everything? Would you point them to some direction?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to our website. They can go to www.shadowhuntersparanormal.com, and then you'll see a section on there that says Spirits in the Spring for the event. It's all over our Facebook page. It's all over the Paraflix Facebook page. You can actually go to www.paraflix.com or Paranormal Plus, And it's all over that page too. That'll show like the lineup and the speakers and just kind of all the events that we have going on throughout the day.
That's fantastic. Now, also, you know, because it is a charity based as well. If people can't go, do you have anything set up for people who would just like to donate for the cause? Do you have any possible way if people wanted to do that?
As of right now, we do not, but what I'm going to do, though, is I will put on our Facebook page and also the website where they can actually send, if they want to send checks or anything like that, to the places that will be donating the food.
So don't send a ham. You got to send
don't
money.
don't send anything like that through the mail. I don't know how the U.S. Postal Service will handle that one. But
can you do me a favor, Nick? When you have that, could you send it my way, and I'll make sure that I put it on the show as well, so that people can check it out and see. Because I mean, I also know that you know there's a lot of people out there that probably would be like, I'd love to go, I can't for whatever various reasons, but knowing that it's something for you know, that it helps other people, perhaps they might want to put a little bit of money to help that cause as well.
Absolutely. Yep, I will definitely send it to you.
That'd be great. And then of course I'm excited because I've not been to Broadhead before. And it's been on my list for a while. So, I mean, I'm really excited to check it out, but also it's going to be quite the grouping of people there that, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good day.
Absolutely. I'm excited for it. And like I said, this is our biggest one that we've ever put on. When we first started doing Spirits in the Spring, we were at a local library and we had 20 people show up and we had 3 speakers and 4 vendors. Now all of a sudden we have 15 speakers, over 40 vendors. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some surprises in store for our guests too that I'm pretty sure they'll enjoy.
Surprises?
We do.
Wow.
So some of the stuff that we do have is because like when we put on events, we like people to have fun constantly. Like there's always something going on. For example, we're going to have something called Battle Michael Myers.
Mm.
Michael Myers is going to be in the building of Broadhead. We're not going to tell you where or anything.
All right.
If you bump into him without getting scared, you're going to win a prize. If you bump into him and you make the smallest sound, you scream or anything, you lose and you don't win a prize. We're going to have, one of our good friends, she looks exactly like that doll Megan from the movie Megan.
Okay.
She's going to be there dressed up as Megan, so people could take pictures, they could do photo ops with her. We're going to be doing something called the 90s challenge, where we're going to see if you remember all these 90s songs and if you remember the dance to them. If you do good, you win a prize. And there's going to be tons of prizes too, that we're going to be giving out, Best Buy gift cards, PetSmart gift cards.
Wow.
Right now we're trying to get a couple Great America tickets.
Wow.
To give out and everything. So it's just a day full of fun.
That sounds amazing. Let's do this. Let's take our last break. When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation with Nick Sarlo, talking about paranormal investigating. We're talking more about Spirits in the Spring and a whole lot more. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
If you own a holistic or metaphysical business and are looking to expand, then you need to be listed on MetamorphosisConnections.com. It's a network where you can grow with like-minded practitioners and reach new clients. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory you need to list yourself and your business. Our platform makes it easy for you to create listings of your products and services, and you can also choose to list your classes, events, and so much more. MetamorphosisConnections.com helps you create weekly and monthly promotional ads targeted towards your potential clients and promotes them for you via social media and newsletter. There are clients searching for your specialty right now. Let us help them find you. Start your listing today so you can share your own unique gifts and talents by finding the level of membership that best fits your needs. Let us help you reach your clients that are searching for what you do. Visit MetamorphosisConnections.com and sign up today.
Hey And next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, we're going to have on author Lynn Monet talking about her book Omnipresent, which is about her insanely haunted house and what she had to go through there. I'm looking forward to that conversation. It's, you know, over our time doing these and me being in a paranormal, listening to people having to deal with those type of hauntings in their house. It's, I hate to say it, it's very interesting. It's also intense, but I mean, you know, we didn't have to deal with it. So that's going to be next week. Now, for those of you who care, which I'm pretty sure would be none of you except Patrick and myself, that I think the final score here is Chad 2, you 1, and Char 1. I think that's where we're at here.
Yep, we'll go with that. So yeah, Chad wins.
Chad wins. Chad, for this week, he is the Chad AM 950. So Chad 950, that's what we're looking at. All right, so we got that out of our system. For our final segment, we return to our guest today, Nick Sarlo from Shadowhunters Paranormal Investigations and Events. We are talking about paranormal investigating. We're talking also about spirits in the spring at Broadhead Manor in Broadhead, Wisconsin. That is April 22nd. It's $10 to get in with a food donation, non-perishable food donation, or $20 if you do not have that. And, you know, you can check out that more information about that event if you go over to, let's see here, go over to shadowhunterspara.com, shadowhunterspara.com. I do want to say, I do have some comments on what we call the internet, Nick, that I wanted to read to you, if that's okay. All right. The interweb.
Okay, go for it.
So let's see here. Let's see. Someone you might know, Bill Walter, had left a comment. And Bill is who, Nick?
Bill is the owner of Broadhead Manor.
Yeah. Basically what he's saying, because he was trying to do probably voice when he's driving or something. Basically what he's saying that you're doing a very good job, and he's looking forward to seeing you and all of us April 22nd in Spirits in the Spring. So that's really exciting. I've not met him myself, so I'm looking forward to. I probably won't, because he's going to be inundated with so many people trying to talk to him, but it'll be nice to just be able to put in a face with the name, I guess, and be able to enjoy his wonderfully haunted property. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, Bill's definitely a great guy. You definitely need to talk to Bill. I'm not going to always introduce you guys, but Bill, he's very, very welcoming, especially at Broadhead Manor and everything. Mm-hmm. He does just the best job at running a haunted location. I don't know how he does it, but Bill's definitely fantastic.
That's fantastic. And then let's see here. Going back to our first segment, when we were talking about what you're doing in the paranormal, what you want to do, we had Anthony send in an email through comment at am950radio.com. And he just asked, Nick, are you trying to find an answer to a question or event that changed something in your life? He was just curious about that. And he put it in Facebook and through email. So I assume that we wanted to just kind of talk through that and see if you had any answer towards that.
I mean, that's definitely a good question, Anthony. And a lot of it has to do with my personal experience that I had with Jackie. You know, after having that experience, it kind of put me to, because before I had that experience, I didn't believe in anything, no ghosts or anything. I thought ghosts were the dumbest thing out there. And now, because I had that experience, and still 18 years later, I'm still working towards finding what happened. I mean, yeah, I've seen different things, but I still don't 100% know if I'm an actual true believer or not. I can still say that I'm still a little bit on the skeptical side.
Which there's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, you can't just go with every single thing that happens to be like, oh, that's spirit. I mean, I know that sometimes maybe a light will flicker when, you know, you were hoping it would flicker. But is that really spirit communication or not? And then all of a sudden it just keeps flickering. And like, well, they're either really chatting via the light or there's an electrical problem. You know, I mean, it could go either way.
Right. Absolutely.
And you know, a lot of people, they don't, I do you really expect to find the answers in your lifetime?
Probably not, but I really hope I am. Or, you know, I really hope I do find something that'll really get me to believe. And I mean, that's kind of why we do these other events, too, is, you know, for people that have never been on a ghost hunt or a paranormal investigation before, to kind of see, kind of open their mind up a little bit more. Because we've had people go on our events and stuff, and they're like, nope, no way, there's absolutely nothing. And they're very, very, you know, hard about it. They're, nope. There's no yep. such thing.
Yep.
But then when they leave our events, they're like, okay, I can kind of see now. So, I mean, if I can get somebody to kind of switch their mind a little bit too, I feel that I've done my job.
I feel the same way towards you, Nick, about aliens. That's what I'm feeling right now. Because when you said mm-hmm. earlier, you're like, I don't necessarily believe in UFOs and stuff. It hurts. So I'm hoping that there's a point that I can do that to you real fast as we're running out of time. We have just less than a minute left. Greg Koss, our good friend, Mr. Koss, says when we're talking about sanatoriums, most of the sanatoriums all followed a regimen activity such as farming and use the results to help feed the patients. And they do so even still today. So that's cool. I mean, a little bit of like information about these locations that you well know, and I don't know if everyone knows that. And it's well worth going. I also want to make sure that I can maybe talk to Bill at some point, because I would like to have him on to talk to him and hopefully promote their location as well, if I could speak.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can always message Bill too and kind of have him reach out to you.
Nick Sarlo is paranormal investigator and founder of Shadow Hunters Paranormal Investigations and Events. Please check out Spirits in the Spring, April 22nd at Broadhead Manor in Broadhead, Wisconsin. Nick, thank you very much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. This has been Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken on AM 950. Thank you all for joining me. And next week, Lynn Monet's Haunted House. Take care, everyone.